Really? You're a fucker.
Yeah, I wonder what. Anyways.
The only thing that makes sense is if I went in stoned, but I never went in stoned. Mm-hmm. There's always a good 2 hours sober going into the place. Like,
what's more than 20 to 20?
What?
Huh?
20 to 20.
Twenty divided by twenty.
22 into 20 divided by 2. 21. Exactly. Vincent's fuzzy.
Good.
Yes. Quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they warned you. I can't do math on beer.
So what we need is 25 is we need to put Mission Director at 21 managers underneath them, and then get those guys to hit 20 and feed the money up. So.
Yeah. See, that's what I said outside. I said, unless you actually want to make a living off of our employees.
Yeah.
Because if they're each paying for a website, then he's making like the $1 off of them. But with that many, then you got a salary.
Exactly,
man. That's what I said outside.
That's right, man. I just ran in the money.
But no, because then we become a pyramid scheme, because you have to actually pay money to become a salesperson.
A company
kind of loses its legitimacy.
When I went to hire on Bill, I told him about this. He says, "Well, how much do I need to pay to get in? Like, what's my monthly upkeep?" Yeah, and it's actually like that. But
you can find those people, but I know I have.
Give the 100 set up fee then, and just have them.
No, because that's how he gets the fucking money.
Oh.
No,
agents shouldn't pay it, but their referrals.
They pay $20 monthly, fair enough.
Yeah, because they still get the thing, but yeah, then we are not
a pyramid scheme. They pay to become a referral.
Which is what we just said when I was doing my
test. It's still kind of a pyramid scheme, but yeah, you just tell them, operating cost.
Okay. Well, no, you say
if you're proven able to bring people in, then we can do a website for you.
Yeah.
So it's basically
we just have job offers. We just have it as a job. Okay, perfect.
So you want to push? You want to push level 3 as quick as possible? No, not full level 3. The beginning of level 3, where each one of those is a 1.
No, actually, it'll be a little bit before that.
I have a question. Now, the managers,
like, why the hell would you?
The managers, are they the ones? Because the agents bring in the leads.
Do it.
So, are the managers the account managers too? Like, I'm thinking, if an agent is always going for leads. I mean, we were talking about they have to do time follow-up, or is it the managers who check up on accounts each month or whatever? Because the sales are always looking for leads, right? So how does it,
that's
or we allocate
time? That's part of my system.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm building up.
So it's not going to be the lower levels that handle that? It won't be the bottom level handling that?
Sales guy will have to keep track of correspondence and shit that they're doing with any prospects or whatever.
Yeah.
But their managers will be able to get reports on how they're progressing with shit and what they're doing.
So then the
manager will chase them down, say, okay, fine, we haven't done this, chase them down.
So it is up to the individual agent to maintain the website over the time, too.
Well, it's
or correspondence.
And they just keep in touch with the client. So
they're
happy with everything or whatever else.
Yeah.
They don't have to do follow-ups. They can just say, here's my email. Whenever there's a problem, contact me. And then we don't even have to allocate time.
But that's the thing. But you also got to build into there something like once a month or once every 3 months, sort of saying, okay, fine, is everything just... Just send out a massive spam email to all their clients saying, okay, is everything
good? And I can even build a system, or you can build a system to do that easy enough to send out a newsletter.
So that's part of the sales system. I'm sort of working on. More or less the database / spreadsheet thing that we're using to try and keep track of everything. And then I'm trying to build in management functionality that can track all that down as well. So management goes, okay, fine, these people have done this and...
Besides the second and third pages in that template viewing system, how did you guys like it? Like, just the template viewer I'm talking about. You know, kind of hasn't had a chance to work on it with me with the second one.
Yes, I'd have a buy now, but reserve now.
No, third page is buy now.
Okay. Yeah, actually,
load it up so you
can we put it? We can't put it on the big screen, can we?
Unfortunately, it says that's an issue with the 1525s and the video card. We can't actually use the video card.
Kidding.
I can load it up on the TV.
You got to pay for a $60 fucking adapter.
Yeah.
You've already got one?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah. And then
so you get the network set up encryption. Can you put ping for the website? So you know.
Yeah.
And Phil's on his way.
Phil's way.
He's walking. Yeah.
Okay.
So no, you can't get a sales agent by offering a free website. And then
I'm saying the this more.
The website that the company would suffer for costs for, which are minimal, but the company what the company would suffer the cost for would be for our sales agents to have a website me selling page.
Okay.
So not their band page, not their fucking home page.
But what if they're if
they
could
have one, but they got to pay for that, whatever's arranged.
Yeah.
What I was saying is like waive the $100 fee, but the 20 monthly fee is what we were talking about. Is for a site.
Their sales, you know what? For their sales page.
Yeah, but for right now.
Oh, well, then they wouldn't.
Guys, that's, you know what? We got to get 20 agents. We'll slice up. No, first 20, we'll just get them in because we got to get them interested. We got to get them selling the idea to other people, right? So let's just get them in. We won't charge them a monthly. We'll just get them in and get them in as sales agents. Phil's going to be here soon, okay? And
okay.
Stuff that we're talking about now, I don't want to talk about.
Anyways, I can get you the 12 people. I can get it, but the system, what I thought we were talking about earlier was, I'll give them whatever site, but it's a, you know,
work out the deal with it, email me, and I'll make it happen.
Okay.
Just get them in.
But
we're
talking about
but
they
when
have to pay $20 a month for their website. Or
yeah.
$40 a month if they want two websites.
Yeah, they have to pay the website, obviously the upkeep costs. But I was like, again, to avoid a pyramid scheme kind of thing, you know, it's like pay to be in.
If
know,
they're willing to pay the
or
monthly
wait,
cost,
yeah.
If they're willing to pay the monthly cost, I could see waiving the setup cost.
Yeah. Because that's it. But on top of that, they have to bring in another guaranteed person.
The problem is, realize,
they
have to bring in at least one guaranteed sale.
Yeah, right off
the
bat. Right
want.
Off the bat. And that's what we're talking
so
about.
So a total of three websites. Just hang on. Wait a minute. Three websites.
No, just two.
Divide that 500 people by three. No, because they're bringing in a client. They have to bring in a client, then they get whatever website they want, plus they get a sales website.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're paying $40 a month because that's the monthly fee for two websites, and their client is paying $20 a month. So that's three websites that are paying full monthly fee. Now, if you take that 500 and divide it by three, that's all of a sudden only like 125 customers we need.
Yeah.
But
and for 125, we need five sales managers.
That's the thing. I can see not everyone wanting to have
their own website.
Two websites.
Oh, it's sales page.
Then they have to bring in two sales leads. How's that sound?
Or what we do is we just get it up.
Just to make numbers even and easy to figure out.
This is for the more long-term
recruiters,
right? I mean, I'm talking about I'm just bringing my friends aboard.
A sales agent has to bring two websites, and their setup fee is the setup fee for those three websites in total is free. So their first two customers or their customer and themselves, setup fee is free. However, they also don't make money off of that one.
Mm-hmm.
The next ones, they do.
And then we write the entire system off for them.
Exactly.
And they're making money.
So it's development on the company that eats that cost. The company, Scott, has to pay for the DNS.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which...
But then,
development would end up... But we get the monthly fee out of it, exactly. And that guarantees us all our salaries.
Yeah.
So we need five teams.
Yeah.
Five sales managers and the 20 people below those managers.
Exactly.
To get that magic number.
To get that magic number.
We have to jack that.
But we can definitely do one. Well,
okay.
But we have five keep. Managers. It's a little bit easier than the 20 managers.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do what I said for the sales figures for the team level, for the setup. Once you get that monthly coming in, it'll level out. Right?
The sales numbers, repeat with the first part of
that. The setup fee?
Yeah.
Right? So $50 goes to the agent for getting the sale. That's what we gotta do.
No, we're saying we're dropping the sales.
Did Kim get back to you, by the way?
Sales. One of the first sales is his website.
I would almost say, are we undercutting people with that too? Like, I mean, competitive sales?
The monthly hosting was a little more than some of the places that you said.
It was a little more.
We're offering more sales.
Basically, any sales agent would have to pay $20 a month.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't...
Our monthly is actually more than other hosting sites?
They wouldn't have to pay a month.
Like physically?
Just
one of
those was $10 a month.
I think
$6 or $8
a month. When the next ones, they start making money off them. But the first one, they make no money, and there's no setup.
Not out of
the
servers.
The company loses $40, $50 bucks for one of them. But
maybe I should follow up with her then.
Gets that over
see how it's going.
So it works.